November 21st, 2020, the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, let your prayers be filled with hope. Hope is faith in what you do not see. In the face of the election your nation just experienced, have hope that the fraud which turned the tide will be revealed and truth will be victorious. Hope, to be genuine, must be based upon trust. Trust is the foundation of positive thinking, which strengthens your prayers. Once again, I must caution you, stay away from mass media, which presents a tainted picture of the reality which is going on. This same source of news puts the full weight of its influence behind the candidate most controlled by outsiders. Once worthy of your trust, the mass media has become a tool of evil. Be careful of unity in the wrong things, such as the one world order. Be united in prayer, faith, and holy love, which all has my approval. Dear children, do not be impressed by any propaganda presented to you as truth. Trust in my plan and where I am leading. It is a path away from mainstream society." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." Another note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. "O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.